If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to join us as we talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do with the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 1-855-424-9825. That's 1-855-424-9825 for your questions and comments. Or John at gardenamerica.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for viewing. We are ready to go. And let's see. I'm going to hit you, John, because you just glanced at me.
Facebook.
I love it when John tries to find our show every week. He goes to a different show, then he looks at the way Tiger and I are dressed and says, "Whoops, wrong show." Well, that's good though, and that let's.
I just found it though.
But let's bring that to the attention of our viewers that all these shows are kept on our page. You can go back and watch any previous show if you missed something and want to watch it again. You can do that. Also, our podcast show, which is via iHeartRadio, download the iHeartRadio app. You can also go to our newsletter. You should be getting our newsletter. At the very bottom, John puts a link that'll take you right to our podcast. And we're going to be doing one today after the show about the heat and I guess the survival of plants and what to do. Is that right, Tiger? Did I get that right?
We are definitely. We're going to be talking. Right now is fire season.
Right, sure.
So, you know, we're going to be trying to address the issues out there for people to make sure they have some defensible space. And
yep.
Proper choices when it comes to landscape design. We don't always make those, and we see that on the news now almost daily where people have made bad choices and
what they've planted them. And they've actually helped fires burn even faster and longer because of what they've planted
and closer to their home.
Closer. So that's going to be our podcast today. We'll record that, then I'll post it tomorrow morning. You can listen to that again. Our podcast, we pick one topic, we go into detail and discuss that, different than our radio show, because when we do the radio show, we have no idea where we're going.
Yeah, it's
we could go
off
there,
script.
there. So we don't know what's going on. Anyway, John's got rattlesnake stories.
Already. How long have you been on your property?
Well, you mean owned the property?
Yeah.
A couple of weeks, a month, so?
About 3 weeks.
And It's completely bare, right? Just like a vacant lot? Is that what it looks like?
No, it's like brush and dead trees. And
but I mean, it vacant meaning there's nothing on there yet. It's soon to be the home of your new house.
It's a wildlife preserve right now. My son told me that he found a game trail where, you know, deer are going
critters
through the property.
Pass by.
Oh, you know what? I think you're going to be in for quite a surprise. You know how sometimes people send us pictures of critters in their backyard? Here's a bear. Here's a mountain lion. I think we're going to be getting some pictures from you.
I've never been able to really empathize with people that had deer eating their roses.
Now you do.
Yeah, I think I'm going to learn more than that.
But now there's several ways you can deter them. You know that. So
I'd rather just not deal with it. Hey,
put up one of those fences. It look nice.
I wanted to mention, because you guys were talking a little bit earlier about the newsletter, and if you do want to sign up, you just go to gardenamerica.com and in the upper right-hand corner, put in your email address, mm-hmm. and we'll send it to you every Friday. And the reason I wanted to mention it was because Laura Taylor put a recipe in this week's newsletter for her tomato citrus marmalade.
Ugh.
And I've got to tell you, I've never been a big fan of citrus or marmalade or anything like that.
Tomatoes.
But I'll tell you, I tasted her tomato citrus marmalade, and it was phenomenal. It's unbelievable.
Now, where were you when you tasted? I mean, obviously you were with her. What was the occasion?
That's a good question.
Should we just leave it at that?
This was a few years ago.
Okay. We just leave it at that, that you tasted it, it's good, and the recipe's in our newsletter.
Oh, it's really, really good. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to think if it was at the Heirloom Expo that she might have had some, or if maybe Sharon. It sounds like the kind of thing Sharon would make and let us taste.
Yeah, we would go to Sharon's house now and then, and she would always come up with these interesting little recipes.
It's really, really good. And if you do not get the newsletter, you can go ahead and send me a note to john@gardenamerica.com and just say, hey, I'd like the recipe, and I'll send it
to you. We want
to
encourage people, though, to get the newsletter, too.
Yeah, except it's already run, so
yeah.
So in order to check that out.
I think it's on Facebook, though.
Is it on Facebook?
Yes. Yeah. The newsletter is on Facebook.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so they can just go there, and they can see it, no matter if they get it or not.
Now, when you say, I think that it's there, that means you know that it's there. You just don't want to make me look stupid.
Exactly.
here's what I'm going to say about that. Let's put it this way. I've seen it there before on occasion.
Yeah. And let's put it this way. I know what outfit I'm wearing and what video I'm watching. Hey, but the one thing I will say about the marmalade recipe.
It's because you dress yourself. You always know what you're wearing.
Is these jams, marmalades, preserves. These are recipes that people need to know during this time of year because you're getting tomatoes. You're getting an excess.
And you're getting more than you can eat fresh.
You're getting an excess of these items. And people like go, oh, you know, I've only made so many salads. I can only have so many sandwiches. It's like, well, there's other ways to prepare these things and put them in a can and save them for later. And these are great ways to do that no matter what crop you have. Pickles, I should say cucumbers, tomatoes. You know, citrus, you know, all kinds of wonderful stuff. Figs, oh gosh. If you have a fig tree, you need to figure out some way to learn how to make jam.
Right, somehow.
Because
learn how to consume
otherwise,
them.
You're just feeding rats all the time.
Rats love those figs.
Yeah.
You know, I remember Sharon Asakawa.
I remember her too.
She made, you know, she's a great cook, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Steve Goto's wife, April, had made one of the best salsas I've ever had in my life. And Sharon was so impressed with it. And she said, the recipe is so easy. It's so simple. Everybody can make it. And so I said, all right, why don't you write it up for the newsletter and we'll put it in the newsletter. This was maybe eight, nine years ago now. And so the first thing you read is, get 45 varieties of heirloom tomatoes.
What?
Yeah. Now, what you did with them was really simple, but I said, Sharon,
45.
Who's going to have 45 varieties? She goes, oh, I never thought of that.
I mean, to her, it was just like common. Like, I mean, I guess if you grow a lot of plants and vegetables and you're doing
never thought of that part.
45,
you know?
Who doesn't have 45 varieties?
Yeah.
You probably don't even have 45 varieties at the nursery.
Yeah, exactly. The nursery, I don't even have that.
That's good. Let's see. I know, John, we have a rather long quote today, which I have some thoughts after you read the quote about that.
Oh, really?
And I want to hear how you read it.
All right. And this is from William Blake.
Billy, to his friends.
And he says, the tree which moves some to tears of joy is in the eyes of others only a green thing that stands in the way. Some see nature all ridicule and deformity, and some see nature scarce at all. But to the eyes of a man of imagination, nature is imagination itself.
I think he wrote that after a long night out partying. I get it. It's well written, but it just takes me to so many different places. By the time he's done, I'm not sure what he really said.
You know his most famous thing, right? The tiger, tiger, burning bright.
Right. That, yes.
In the forests of the night.
Yeah. Now, see, that I understand. That makes sense. Nice poetry, rhymes. He was going, you know, into a lot of different
always
places.
Always bothered me, though, the end of it, or the next two lines were something like, what a mortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry. And I thought, you know, you got night and bright rhyming, but then you got eye and symmetry.
Yeah, no, it's just, yeah, I mean, he's
it's like
hitting,
throwing orange in there.
He's hitting, yeah. Hit and miss. You know, with that.
I think back then they used to pronounce words differently, so it could have been symmetry or
so
fearful.
His quote basically is all in the way we look at things, look at the tree and look at it's our perception. Is that what we get out of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's also saying, you know, that the very first part, the tree that moves some to tears of joy. When other people look at it, they just go, you know, hey, I need to chop that thing down because
yeah.
I could put a road there,
sure.
I could build a house.
Like, I think for my understanding is, so I have this neighbor across the street from me, and they have this beautiful elm tree. It's absolutely just gorgeous. I see it as that. I went over there, and I was hanging out with him the other day. I'm like, I'll be honest with you guys. I admire your tree. I love looking at it from across the street. I see it out my front window.
Right,
I just adore this tree. You should have seen the disgust in their eyes when they hated the tree because it dropped so much. It's messy. It's this. It's that. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, I love that tree.
Well, did they plant it or was it already there?
Yeah,
you
it
know?
Was there.
Okay. Okay, going to take a break, and then we're going to be back with our guest, Andy, who is standing by. Looking forward to your questions and comments. Again, 855-424-9825. John at GardenAmerica.com. Here on Biz Talk Radio, Facebook Live, John Bagnasco, Brian Main. Target Palafox, we're going to step aside. We are coming.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Having bug problems this season? Need an overall solution? Try Natural Guard Spinosad Soap. This combination of spinosad and fatty acids kills aphids, mealybugs, worms, caterpillars, and other bugs that plague your garden. It's also safe to use around your fruit and veggies to make sure you enjoy your crop and not those pesky critters. Find Natural Guard Spinosad Soap in a ready-to-use bottle or ready-to-spray for those large garden plots at your favorite independent garden center. Go to Fertilome.com for more information.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We certainly hope you enjoyed that break. It was a nice break. We are back. It is segment number two back here on Garden America, broadcasting from the iHeartMedia studios here in San Diego. Don't forget AM 1240, those that live in San Diego. That's how you can hear our show. The replay of every Saturday morning show played back on AM 740 in Los Angeles. And, of course, Biz Talk Radio. Go to our homepage and click Listen Live. Ready to go, Tiger?
Yeah. So this morning we have a wonderful expert guest from Fertilome joining us, Andrew Dannenberger, who's one of the regional managers or sales rep for Fertilome Natural Guard and High Yield products. And the reason why it's so important that we have Andrew on this morning is because we're talking harvest time. And just during the break, all of us in studio here were chatting about our exploits with the tomato hornworm and how they plague not only tomatoes, but peppers and other things that we have going on in our garden. And Andrew is here to help all of our listeners out there answer any questions they may have when it comes to what's going on in their garden, what products they need to know about, how they need to use them,
what they should be doing this time of year.
What they should be doing, exactly. So, Andrew, good morning.
How are you all doing?
We're doing great. Before we get started, tell us a little bit about High Yield, Fertilome, Natural Guard, and what you do with them.
Sure. Well, yeah, no, thanks for having me on board this morning. Looked forward to it. I think this is, what, my third or fourth time on board? And some other people.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Thanks for having me. So.
Sure, you bet.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, you've talked about, the subject line of harvest time. You know, this is that time of the year. I know I have three or four tomatoes in my own yard and some peppers, and I still have some existing Swiss chard out there and all kinds of other things. And so, and in milder climates, obviously, too, you could have a harvest time almost throughout the whole entire year. So, but, it's that time of the year where, you know, we got all kinds of tomatoes, but there's also that threat and that all those insects and heat and everything else that attacks your plants. And so there's as far as tomatoes, I mean, you mentioned hornworms, which plagues tomatoes profusely, no matter how much you can protect them one way or the other. But, it's just a simple caterpillar insect spray, has BT in it. Stands for Bacillus thuringiensis, and that's a product that's specifically for caterpillars and hornworms and cutworms and all those kinds of little pests in that category. So that's a great product to control those.
And now, one of the questions that always comes up is, because it is harvest time, using some of those products? Is it safe to use some of those products? So is BT one of those products that you can use when there's fruit and flower on the plant?
Correct, yes. BT you can. BT you can use during the whole entire time during growing season. It's safe to use. You can use BT up to a certain amount of days till harvest, and almost sometimes in the same day as harvest. And so that's a great product. And ours comes from a line. We have three lines: Fertilome, Natural Guard by Fertilome, and High Yield. And the BT or Caterpillar Killer Spray that we have is in the Natural Guard line. It's completely non-toxic to humans and pets, and also it's non-toxic to beneficial insects, which is always a big topic across the country. But it's a great product to use for killing tomato hornworms and other worm or caterpillar pests in your garden.
Chewing insects, right?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I tell people during this time of year, you could almost use it as a preventative, because you really never know when these bugs are going to come about. Like one day they're not there, and one day they are.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the BT on there.
And they hide, and they're usually the same color as the plant because they're eating the chlorophyll out of the plant. So they're sometimes inconspicuous and you can't see them. So it's really important to spray as much as possible underneath the leaves, because that's typically where they are. You know, in the shade or the shadow of the leaf, they're usually not on top. So, yeah.
Okay.
And there's different forms, too. We have a dust as well. You can use a BT dust or a dipel dust. It's completely biological, safe to use. I typically don't like to use the dust just because it kind of looks messy. You know, you have like this powdery residue on the plant, although it typically lasts a little bit longer on the plant. But once you see the worms and you use the spray, that will get rid of them. It gives them a little tummy ache, and then they eventually just die.
Yeah.
You know, I remember back in the – since I've been around longer than most of you guys, I remember back in Michigan, we used to have a rose dust that we would put on the roses for mildew.
As a preventative?
Or to take care of the mildew. But I'd always think, what's the point? Mildew is a white powdery substance.
Yeah,
and I'm going to put on a white powder so I don't have to look at that white powder.
I always found those dust products, very interesting and choices for products. But speaking of the mildew thing, that's also hitting a lot of vegetables this time of year. I mean, people, aside from the tomatoes, people are growing melons, cucumbers, that kind of stuff. And they're being plagued. You know, we've got questions from people that, you know, I've got mildew on all this stuff. What do you recommend for the mildew issue out there for our home gardeners?
We have a product called Fertilome Broad Spectrum, and it's a product, and it's not a natural and organic product, but it is safe to use on fruits and vegetables. And so that's a great product to use for mildew and, you know, rust and, you know, all those kinds of things on fruits and vegetables.
Okay. And is that something that needs to be applied like once a week, once every two weeks?
It's not really necessarily preventative, so it's curative. So it's something that when you see a disease problem on a plant, then you would use it. And it comes ready to use. You can do the concentrate or what have you.
Okay.
But that's a great product. And it's a broad spectrum, so you can use it, you know, in a lot of different various rates, and it's safe to use.
Yep. Andy, are you there? We lost you there.
Yeah, kind of a bad connection. We'll keep at it.
Sorry.
We'll give it our best shot.
So during this time of year also, aside from the hornworms and the mildew, I had a question come across that, you know, somebody had some problems with some mites. And this wasn't actually on a fruit crop, but actually on some succulents. Have you ever come across that where, you know, mite damage on succulents, you know, and it's hard because during this time of year, it is so hot out there and treating succulents is not always an easy thing to do. You know, is there any recommendations for mites on succulents like aloes or agaves or anything?
Oh, aloe mite is a whole different.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. But these were just regular mites. You there?
Did we lose Andy? We might have lost him.
Uh-oh. All right.
All right. Well, you know what? Okay. All right, Andy. Good. Good. It's so quiet.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay.
What was the question?
Okay, because we've got a break coming up, Andy, here in about 30 seconds. Okay. So why don't you hang tough here? We'll continue.
And when we come back, what we're looking for is a solution for mite control on succulents.
Very good. See, John set up the next segment. Thank you, John. So hang in there, Andy.
There we go.
And we're going to step aside for a few words from our many sponsors here on Garden America on this Saturday morning. All right. 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. Questions, comments on Facebook Live. I'm Brian Main. We're going to be coming right back with more. Stay with us.
Everything is coming up roses in San Diego from October 25th to 29th. Lance Walheim here, and I'm honored to be the keynote speaker at the National Convention of the American Rose Society. BioAdvance and Heirloom Roses will be co-sponsoring the 18th annual Save the Roses auction, along with the Rose Show, speakers, and festivities of the American Rose Society. So join me at the San Diego Crown Plaza Hotel and Convention Center, and go to GardenAmerica.com and check the homepage for links to registration and event schedule.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And, of course, your questions, comments on Facebook Live. We've got them coming in. We've got our guest who we're still speaking with, Andy. We will address those questions. Stay with us. Tiger, John set it up nicely before the break.
Yeah, and we were going to be talking about mites on succulents, but, you know, in general on plants, because right now is the time of year where it's warm out and there's a lot of bugs plaguing our gardens. So, Andrew, what do you guys have for the mites?
Yeah, so you were talking about mites on aloes, right? So, and mites in general. So we have a really, really great product. It's called Triple Action. Or Triple Action Plus. They come in ready-to-use configurations. There's concentrates, so you can mix it yourself. But it's called Triple Action for a reason. It's an insecticide, it's a fungicide, and it's a miticide. So it's basically made up of neem and pyrethrins. And so the pyrethrins is a great fast knockdown, and with that little bit of neem in there too, kind of creates a little bit of a suffocant, and then it's great for controlling all kinds of stuff. General purpose, it's OMRI listed. All kinds of cool things you can use that for. It's a really good general all-purpose insecticide, fungicide, and miticide for all your plants in your garden. So that's a great product. If you don't have that, that would be a good staple item to have in your garden shed to control a lot of insects.
Yeah, and I don't know. I didn't hear you say it, but it is – you can use it on fruits and vegetables, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So all your plants for sure. We have another
–
a little bit of a
– straight – yeah, or you can get straight neem sometimes too. You can you can pick up neem at any local retail nursery or garden center, and you can just use neem for it. That also is a good product, just straight neem itself as a miticide.
Okay. We have a little bit of a off, I think, topic question for you. Just throwing it out there, though. Alex has some gopher problems. Do you have any recommendations for Alex for gophers?
A really good hunting cat. I used to have a cat a long time ago, and she was the best cat. You know how cats are, they'll sit there by the hour, you know, above that little gopher
just
hole,
watching that
and,
hole.
Watching until that gopher pops up, and then they have it. We have a product called Molgo. It's a kind of a general product that you can use, you know, for all kinds of moles and gophers and, you know, things like that that are creepy crawlies under the ground. And that's a product. It's not a killer. It's more of a preventative. So it's a repellent. And so that's something that you can use. And that's something you can put down into the hole to prevent them from coming up into your garden. But there's all kinds of traps out there. And then, of course, that good lucky cat.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Tiger, Steve from Simi Valley sent us a picture of some habanera peppers that he was having problems with and wondered what they were. And I forwarded the pictures to your email.
Okay.
And maybe we can take a look and address that.
See if we can identify what it is?
Yeah, it might be one of the products that Andy was just talking about might take care of Steve's problem. It doesn't look really serious to me.
Yeah, I'm looking at him here. He's got, you know, a close-up of the pepper flower with the peppers on there. He's pointing.
There's some little white spots on the leaves. I think that's it, right? Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah, some little white. It looks like It looks like something's kind of eating the leaves. Is that what he's concerned with?
I think so.
Yeah.
Do we have enough to go by?
Yeah, it's kind of tough. But, Andrew, like when people are identifying bugs that are eating leaves, you know, there's a great, you know, couple different ways to identify so you know you're using the right product. The one that Steve has here, he's showing us a picture of, is eating kind of the middle parts of the leaf, not the edges. It's more in the middle. You know, usually I think we would say that's probably a slug or snail over some kind of chewing insect, but it still could be a chewing insect on a pepper. I don't know if
slugs or snails. It also looks like it could be maybe a little bit of sunburn damage, you know, because when you get sunburn on the leaves, on certain parts of the leaf, you know, then that part dries out and you get a little hole where that was too.
Right.
Yeah. In Simi Valley, it's been
206 degrees.
Yeah.
pretty hot.
Do you have anything to avoid heat damage there, Andy? You know,
that might be what it is.
It could be, and that's one of those things, you know, because of the heat has been plaguing us, especially out west in the western part of the United States, is that you try to prevent as much overhead watering as possible when it comes to things like that, where, John might be right, where it could be, you know, water left on the leaf and then it magnifies from the sun and the heat. I know in my particular garden where I have all my tomatoes growing, in the heat where it's, you know, triple digits, I actually have little beach umbrellas and kind of put beach umbrellas over the top of them.
Yeah.
So just because it just, you know, because sometimes you have just a little bit of fruit that's exposed, you know, they're not quite covered by the leaves, and you just don't want to get them sunburned. So that could be the possible thing. The white thing, white bugs, without really seeing it, I mean, it could be some white flies. It could be, you know, some mites on there that, you know, getting on the leaves or on the fruit. And like you said, usually when there's typically a hole, it's usually a slug or snail, or if it's chewing on the outside of the leaf end, something, you know, like a caterpillar or some type of chewing insect that comes, you know, from the outside in. So, but, you know, it's always one of those best things, you know, go to a really, really good garden center where you have really good professionals there. Take your samples with you, put them in a little bag and take them with you, and visit a real good certified nursery person, and they'll be able to help you out one way or the other.
Yeah, thank you very much. I have a question here from a listener, Kieran. And this is something that you'll identify with real quick, Andy, because it's real common. And a lot of people, like you just said, bring these into the nursery to be able to identify. And it's on citrus, and it's psyllid, you know, a little racetrack through the foliage, deforms the foliage. And, you know, people really get freaked out about this because this time of year they've got fruit on the tree. And they've seen this happening, and it looks terrible. What's your recommendation for psyllid? And so, and then maybe to clear it up for the listeners out there, on citrus trees, on the new foliage, sometimes what you'll see is these tracks going through the leaf, and they kind of curl the leaf. Sometimes they have this kind of shimmery look to it as well, and it's a real obvious psyllid damage sign.
Yeah, citrus psyllid is, you guys know, you probably have talked about it a few times on your show. Is a huge problem out here and then also in Florida too. But yeah, that, you know, those insects that get on there and they deform the leaf, they come out a little rippled as they, you know, start to mature. But, you know, we have a few different products. We have spinosad in itself, or we have spinosad soap, which is dual. And so that's a pranoxid. It's natural garbified loam. It's a spinosad product, and that's great to use on everything in your yard. And then we have a ready-to-use one. It's called spinosad soap, and it's 3 or 4 times stronger than our competition out there, and it's a great, safe product to use out there. The only thing that's probably a little bit hesitant on there, if you have beneficial insects in your yard, you might be a little bit, you might want to, you know, wait to either really late in the evening or really early in the morning and spray those before those beneficial insects are out roaming around in your yard, because they could hurt some of your beneficial insects. But it's completely safe for you and your pets and your kids.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you very much, because I know a lot of people get freaked out about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and then there's – and then I think I even heard that, you know, there's – especially here in California where there's a lot of citrus growers, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but, I mean, I'm hearing that, you know, even the citrus growers, they're quarantined to certain counties so they can't even move, you know, trees around and to the nursery. So because of that, that particular pest has been such a problem out here.
Yeah. Hey, well, Andy, ton of questions answered for our
great
listeners.
Great information. Thank you.
Wonderful information.
Okay.
Very detail-oriented. You know, thank you for joining us this morning. Hopefully you're going to be having a good week and enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, for more information, I put a link to fertilome.com for people to go to find out more information
on our Facebook page
on all the products that Andy's kind of talked about over the last few minutes here. And, you know, if they have any questions, I'm sure they can go to fertilome.com and get their questions answered, too, because they have a great area where they have a lot of good content, you know, when it comes to
bugs. You can
see
the products
and
things like that.
Yeah.
Andy, thank you, my friend.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Happy planning.
You betcha. Yeah, happy planning. There you go. So hopefully some good information gained there if you have any one of those problems or more. And, again, go to that website, which Tiger has posted right there on our Facebook page. So simple, so easy. We kind of just bring you right along.
Yeah.
We hold your hand.
You know, this is the time of year in the garden, though. I just feel like I'm just always playing catch-up.
Yep.
No matter what. You know, because it's bugs or it's weeds or it's, you know, watering or everything. I'm just always playing catch-up right now.
Well, San Diego especially, the weather's been so hot, and mm-hmm. I'm looking, at least in Fallbrook, next Monday it's supposed to be near 100 again. It's just water, water, water.
Yeah, it's I don't see any break anytime soon. I mean, we'd be happy to be in the 90s. That would be like a cooling trend for us. Okay, 45 minutes after the hour, we have one more segment here, hour number one. Stay with us. Questions, comments right there, Facebook Live. Let's hear them. You can also email john@gardenamerica.com, 855-424-9825. If you want to pick up the phone, I'm Brian Main. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, thank you for tuning in to Garden America as we step aside. And, of course, we are coming right back after these words.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is a national healthcare alert from Wholesale Braces. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. If you are on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces available for shoulder, ankle, and your back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no cost to you as well. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to take your call.
866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
Back here for our final segment, hour number one on Garden America. Facebook Live, questions, comments, also john at gardenamerica.com, Biz Talk Radio. And again, we are here right up until, Pacific time will be 10 o'clock, and those of you on the East Coast till 1 p.m., and recording our podcast today to be uploaded tomorrow. Going to be talking about the heat and various things you can do to keep yourself safe during this heat wave, which seems to be everywhere. Is anybody immune to it? I don't think.
And even if they're immune to the dry, they are not immune to the wet. So there's areas where they're suffering a heat wave, they're also getting flooded, which at least, we get a break of not being flooded.
Last week we talked, and we still send our thoughts and prayers to our friends up in Redding with the fires up there. But I was watching the news this week, and they were talking about this fire-nado, this tornado.
Yeah.
That the winds of this fire, a tornado with, fire spinning around,
sure,
that the winds hit 143 miles an hour, and that it was going through not just burning trees, but ripping them out of the ground.
Jeez.
I mean,
that's
amazing.
Yeah,
hey,
really
we do have a caller, speaking of Steve, from Simi Valley. Steve, you're on the air. Welcome. What's going on? And how hot has it been in Simi Valley these last few days, Steve?
Hey, Brian, how's it going?
Doing well, buddy, doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. I haven't talked to you guys on the air such a long time, and I was on vacation. I said, you know what, I'm going to give you guys a call because I saw a little thing in my garden. But, you know, where we came from vacation, it was kind of like warm and humid. So coming back to see me, it hasn't been that bad. We were kind of like, it kind of primed us, I think.
Okay.
Well, you were in Hawaii, weren't you, Steve?
Yeah, we went to Maui.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, saw some of the pictures look pretty good. Hey, we were wondering about the habanero pepper that you sent us, because we couldn't tell if you were just showing us how nice the plant looked, because it looked awesome, or if you
had a problem.
No, I just caught a few little bits of information when you guys are talking, and I went back to look at it while I was waiting and to see if I missed something, but no, I don't have a problem. I thought those habanero peppers were supposed to turn orange, but they're like a creamy white.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. No, they are supposed to be orange.
Right. And I was commenting also just to John on how the shape of the pepper on some of them was not exactly habanero-esque shaped.
That's right. Yeah, have you tasted them yet, Steve?
Yeah. Yeah, when I got home, there were some big, giant ones. Like Tiger was saying, they're not, they don't look like the typical habanero pepper. They're long and skinny.
So how do they taste?
I saw some big ones down below, and I picked them. And just like the pack says, there's no heat to them.
Okay.
They taste pretty good.
Okay.
And they don't have any seeds.
Well, that's the main thing, that the flavor is there and you don't have the heat. You know, sometimes when you grow plants from seed that are not hybrids but are open pollinated, you can get different shaped fruit and sometimes even different looking fruit.
It affects the color to some degree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And especially with peppers because, I mean, you know, the bell pepper. I mean, it could be green to orange to yellow and red, you know, all kind of a thing by itself.
Yeah, and the habaneros that you have, by the way, I guess we should let our other listeners know that the habanero is a relatively new pepper, and it's basically a habanero pepper, which is off the charts hot, without, so it has the flavor of a habanero.
It's been deheated.
But no heat at all.
Deheated pepper.
Yeah, it's had the heat taken out of it.
Other than that, though, Steve, it looks good. I mean, and you say it tastes good, so what the heck, huh?
Yeah, I figured, you know what, I'm going to ask you guys, because you guys know everything, I'm going to get the real deal and just give you a holler, well, just say hi, too, since I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah.
Well, I think what John and Tiger said is probably the case, and everything tastes good, and so I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay,
and I think everything, Steve, because I always, you know, every now and then I'll catch Brian and Tiger behind my back going, that John thinks he knows everything.
And he does. He does. Hey, Steve, it's good talking to you. Thank you for the pictures. Keep sending the pictures to us and staying in touch. We love hearing from you.
All right, take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
You got it, Steve. Thank you much.
All right.
We've seen pictures and glimpses of his property and where he lives, but never the whole thing in one picture. This guy grows everything.
Well, you like Steve because he grows carnations.
He grows carnations. Yeah, he jumped on my carnation bandwagon. Right away, he sends us pictures of carnations. And he seems to have a lot of success, you know, and especially where he lives, being so hot, you know that he's got to be diligent, especially this time of the year.
Well, he's just gone to Hawaii for a while, and his garden still looks great when he gets back.
What if he had somebody take care of it?
Yeah.
I've been doing nothing but watering this last week.
That's all you got. That little moisture meter that you gave me several months ago.
Right.
With the little eyes in it. By the way, it works wonderful. So I've got it stuck in one of my pots just as kind of a basis for the entire patio to see how quickly it dries up. Normally I'll water something, and it takes 3 or 4 days for that to go down. These days, within a day and a half, it's already down to, like, dry, nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no wonder you're watering every day or every other day.
I was going to ask if you have anything growing in your veggie pod. Do you have anything edible?
Nothing right now. It's all been harvested and eaten. And I guess I'll wait till – I guess I don't have to wait, do I?
Well, it depends what you want to grow in there.
Yeah.
You could grow some things in there now.
Yeah.
Hey, what about tomatoes? Have you picked any tomatoes yet?
Yes. It's coming up weird. I don't know what's getting to them. I think birds are getting to them. So I'm trying to get them right when they turn red and, you know, get them off there.
Yeah, it could be rats.
I haven't seen any actual bite marks.
Just peck holes.
I know there's rats everywhere. People think that, you know, at any one time, you're probably within, you know, 50 feet of a rat, no matter where you are. So I know they're there. And then I had a lizard. I had a big alligator lizard living in my patio for 3 or 4 days.
They won't eat the tomatoes.
No, but then I swept and watered, and he was gone. And then the next day, he was back again, and the cats are just like, oh, this is fascinating. I can watch this lizard all day long. Hey, the music means it is a break time. We've got news coming up top of the hour. We are back at 6 minutes after. You can go to BizTalk Radio and also go to GardenAmerica.com. and click Listen Live if you want to catch our second half or keep watching right there on Facebook Live. And again this afternoon, AM 740 with replay. We are back at 6 minutes after. Stay with us here on Garden America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.